Hi, and thanks for tuning in to the latest Hurricane Tracker app audio update recorded Monday, October 7th, around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, we have seen an incredible amount of strengthening from Hurricane Milton over the last 24 hours, located in the southern Gulf of Mexico, just north of the Yucatan Peninsula. Maximum sustained winds now are near 180 miles per hour. It is a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale, and some further intensification is forecasted over the next 18 to 24 hours. In fact, the hurricane hunters, as this audio message, are out doing a recon mission on Milton, and they're finding now that pressures are now below 900 millibars, which is extremely rare for an Atlantic-based hurricane. Just as some comparisons, Katrina was 902 millibars. It was 895, and Wilma was 882, which is the lowest pressure ever recorded. So this is already stronger than Katrina, based solely on pressures, and could get close to Wilma's all-time record around 882 over the next 12 to 18 hours. But unfortunately, this system is scraping along the northern coast of the Yucatan, where some hurricane warnings and tropical storm warnings are in effect. Once it moves beyond the Yucatan, it's going to turn more towards the east, northeast, and eventually the northeast, and we'll be on a track directly towards with the latest forecast from the Hurricane Center. The official forecast track takes it right over Tampa and then east, northeast over the Orlando area, and then over the Space Coast, and then off into the Atlantic Ocean by the time Thursday afternoon comes. And as far as the track, it appears that there shouldn't be any major changes going forward. We may see some minor deviations to the north or south from the Hurricane Center on their future forecast advisories. But there's going to be a trough of low pressure over the northwestern Gulf of Mexico, which is going to turn this hurricane east-northeast towards Florida coast. If there's any good news here, and there's not much of it with the storm, is wind shear is going to be increasing, and there's going to be some dry air around the system on Wednesday as it's approaching Florida, and that could help it weaken just a little bit. It's still going to be a major hurricane. We don't want to focus too much on the category. It's going to be around 125 miles per hour when it's forecasted to make landfall near Tampa Bay at 1 a.m. on Thursday morning. So that would make it a Category 3. Some of the latest computer guidance is showing it could be a 4, even stronger winds. Regardless, it's going to remain a hurricane as it crosses the west to east. Even you guys around the Orlando area in the Space Coast, it still could be a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. And then we're going to have tropical storm force winds extending out a couple hundred miles north and south of the center. I think even the Miami area is under a tropical storm watch, and that could turn into a point. Storm surge with this system is going to be very high. We can see water rises up to 15 feet along the west central coast of Florida, especially in and around the Tampa Bay area. And it could definitely be catastrophic. If you're in an evacuation zone, please listen to local officials. If you're asked to, as we all know, storm surge is the biggest threat to life and property in a hurricane. And unfortunately, this part of Florida is going to see a storm surge rise that has never been seen in that part of the state. So take the storm surge threat very, very seriously. Imagine Tampa Bay rising 10 to 15 feet and then pushing inward. So unfortunately, we're going to see a lot of flooding, a lot of damage. And with hurricane force winds, we're going to see a lot of power outages that could last for days or weeks. So definitely prepare for that if you're not leaving the area. And of course, we're going to see rain with this. Rainfall is going to be about 5 to 7 inches across central Florida. Could be 4 to 7 inches across the Florida Keys. And there could be some pockets where we get 10, 12, 13 inches of rain. But overall, the system is not going to slow down. It's going to keep moving at a pretty good clip. So, while there's going to be due to rainfall, it shouldn't be the biggest threat with the system. The biggest threat is going to be storm surge by far. And then, of course, hurricane force winds up to Category 1 or 2, even well inland across the Orlando area. We could also see some tornadoes to the east and northeast of the center. Wednesday evening and Thursday. But overall, unfortunately, this is looking like a major catastrophic historic hurricane that's going to be moving over major populated areas. Those of you from Tampa to Orlando to the Space Coast is where the strongest winds will be, right where the center tracks. Please use tomorrow operations if you're not evacuating. We want everybody to stay safe as possible and prepare for the absolute worst scenario. And of course, again, power outages will be a major factor as well. We'll have another audio update as conditions warrant. And thank you so much for using the Hurricane Tracker app. Updated on the latest with Major Hurricane Milton. Thank you, everybody.